美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
美国并不是一开始建国就是一个工业很发达的国家，其实美国早期也是以农业为主的。现在生活在农村的美国人当然已经很少了，可是日常口语中用的一些词汇还经常使我们回想起以前的情景。今天我们要给大家讲两个和饲料有关的习惯用语。饲料的英文就是
Hay. Hay is spelled H-A-Y. Hay.
为牲口准备冬天的饲料是农民夏天的一项重要工作。他们收割已经长高了的草，把它们铺开晒干，然后再把它们捆起来入库，作为牲口冬天的饲料。及时完成这项工作是很重要的，因为干草要是淋了雨，它们就会发霉。美国有一个成语就是来自这种情况的。Hell, 请你告诉我们好吗？
Of course, the idiom is to make hay while the sun shines, and its short form is to make hay.
To make hay while the sun shines. 这就是说趁有太阳的时候赶快把饲料准备好。美国人经常把这一说法缩短成为 to make hay。 To make hay 在用作俗语的时候，它的意思就和准备饲料没有什么太大关系了。它的意思就是看到赚钱的机会就尽量从中获利。我们来举一个例子吧。这个说话的人因为汽油涨价而感到很生气。现在我们先请 Hal 给我们用正常的速度念一遍。
If you ask me, some oil companies are really making hay out of the Gulf crisis. They keep raising the price of a gallon of gas, even though the experts say there's enough gas to go around if people don't get greedy.
这人说，要是你问我啊，我告诉你，有些石油公司趁着海湾危机而大发其财，他们不断提高每加仑汽油的价钱。尽管那些专家们说，只要人们不太贪心，汽油供应是足够的。现在我们请 Hal 放慢一些，再给大家念一遍这个例句。Hal?
If you ask me, some oil companies are really making hay out of the Gulf crisis.They keep raising the price of a gallon of gas, even though the experts say there's enough gas to go around if people don't get greedy.
我们再给大家举一个 to make hay 的例子。这是一个人认为一个新的电脑公司的股票会使他赚很多钱。他正在劝他的朋友买这个股票。
I tell you, the smart thing is to buy as much stock as you can afford. You want to make hay before everybody hears about it and the stock doubles in price.
他说，我告诉你，尽你的能力买，这是聪明的做法。你要在别人还没有听说这个股票之前就赚一大笔钱，等到人家都知道了，股票的价格就会加倍。我们再请 Hal 给大家用慢速度念一遍这个例句。
I tell you, the smart thing is to buy as much stock as you can afford. You want to make hay before everybody hears about it, and the stock doubles in price.
美国的农民一般都是用一根细的铁丝把干草一捆捆地捆起来，这种捆干草的铁丝在英文里叫做
hay wire. Hay wire is spelled H-A-Y-W-I-R-E. Hay wire.
每当一个农民要喂牲口的时候，他就用虎头把铁丝砍断。可是，要是他不小心的话，铁丝可能会弹起来。铁丝的尖端还会刮破它的皮肤和衣服。 铁丝这种四处乱弹乱跳的现象就形成了美国人常用的一个俗语，也就是
To go haywire. To go haywire.
To go haywire 的意思就是一个人非常生气，以至于无法控制自己。有些人平时看来脾气很好，从来也不会发火，可是每个人都有个限度，超过了限度谁都会发火。下面说话的人的哥哥就是这样。
Usually my brother is the calmest man I know, but when he saw this kid trying to steal his new car, he really went haywire. He chased the kid down the street, tackled him, and sat on him until the police showed up. He's lucky the kid didn't have a knife.
这人说，我哥哥一般来说是我认识的人当中最沉着镇静的一个，但是当他看到那个孩子想偷他那辆新汽车的时候，他真是火冒三丈。他一直追到街那头才抓到那个孩子，然后就骑在他身上，一直等到警察来了才罢休。算他运气，那孩子身上没带刀子。 Hell, 请你再用慢速度给我们念一遍这个例句好吗？
No problem. Usually my brother is the calmest man I know. But when he saw this kid trying to steal his new car, he really went haywire. He chased the kid down the street, tackled him, and sat on him until the police showed up. He's lucky the kid didn't have a knife.
美国人很喜欢养狗，狗虽然可爱，但有时候也会给你带来麻烦。下面是一个人回到家，发现他的狗把家具啃坏了。他对一个朋友说，
I tell you, I was so mad when I saw what the dog had done. I'm afraid I went haywire. I rolled up a newspaper to swat him with and chased him all over the house.
他说，我告诉你，当我看到我那条狗干了什么的时候，我真是火急了。当时我恐怕已经控制不住自己了。我把报纸卷起来，满屋子追着打他。上面这个英文例句里用了一个大家恐怕不太熟悉的字 SWAT。 SWAT 就是用力打的意思。现在请大家再听一遍上面这个例句。
I tell you, I was so mad when I saw what the dog had done. I'm afraid I went haywire.I rolled up a newspaper to swat him with and chased him all over the house.
各位听众，今天我们给大家介绍了两个和 hay 这个字有关的习惯用语。他们是
To make hay while the sun shines, or to make hay, and to go haywire.
To make hay while the sun shines, 或者用简短的说法 to make hay, 它的意思就是尽量利用有利可图的时机来赚钱。To go haywire 就是一个人非常生气，以致难以控制自己。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。